Bethel just attracts charisma. Not so long ago, Charles Sharp said God told him to build a Christian communal society in Shelby County. More than 150 years before, Wilhelm Keil said he came to the same place the same way. Walter Kim Hefner says that conviction is why Kyle's colony survived when other organized communities failed. He studies 19th century colonization of the West at Texas A&M.
I mean, there were a couple of organized groups that came in the 1830s, in the early 1830s, but they ended up not being very successful and gave up their group organization very quickly, in fact, almost before arriving in some cases.
He says it was an unstable time of westward expansion, but Kyle's Bethel colony survived with organized labor and strict rules. Each family was given a house, and each family worked as much as they could. For visitors, there was a colony hotel built in 1844. Now Wendy Brumba owns it. Brumba is on Bethel's governing board, and her family goes way back in Bethel.
It would have been my great-great-grandfather owned a leather shop, operated a leather shop in Bethel.
Her family donated land that would become the town cemetery, too. But they lived just outside of the colony, like Brumba does now. She says she can't legally call her hotel, In Harmony, a bed and breakfast because she doesn't live there, but that's what it looks like. It's a red brick rectangle with only handmade quilts in the four bedrooms.
My mother owns a quilting shop in Bethel. She's made some of them I've made, some of them are heirlooms.
Her grandmother's quilt, 150 years old. Brumba says the hotel has come full circle.
During the life of that building, it has been a doctor's office. It was a makeshift hospital in the Civil War.
There's now a big screen TV, but Brumba says her visitors come to go back to a simpler time, that of Kyle's colony. After the charismatic leader died in the late 19th century, the colony's rigid structure dissolved after almost 50 years. Brumba sees similarities between the Christian communal living spaces that are separated only by time. She teaches financial education there at Heartland.
Charlie Sharp has a lot of children, disadvantaged children, and the school there, they have some pretty strict rules, and as I understand, Dr. Kyle had some pretty strict rules.
Brumba works for MU Extension as a family financial education specialist, and small world, she's also a distant cousin of Charles Sharp. Jack Howard, KBIA News.